Rewards programs, keeping it simple is always a good thing. That's why we made the Napa Rewards program effortless. All you need is your phone number to start saving on the parts and tools you need. Then we automatically give you $5 off your next purchase for every $100 you spend. So start saving today with Napa Rewards. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how. Napa know-how!
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Kyle Montgomery with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The 27 semifinalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame's class of 2018 were revealed Tuesday night, and the list features a who's who of superstars. Randy Moss and Ray Lewis both made the cut in their first year of eligibility, as did Rondé Barber, Brian Urlacher, Steve Hutchinson, and Richard Seymour. For the complete list of semifinalists, check out NFL.com. Elsewhere, the Raiders fired defensive coordinator Ken Norton, replacing him with current assistant head coach John Pagano. The Raiders currently rank 26th in the NFL in total defense. Up first for the new-look Raider D, the Denver Broncos, who have a new look of their own. Team says second-year quarterback Paxton Lynch is their new starter. The former first-round pick started two games last season. And the Cowboys may have a very happy Thanksgiving on the injury front. Injured stars Tyron Smith, Dan Bailey, and Anthony Hitchens all return to practice Tuesday and have a chance to play Thursday against the Chargers. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, continuing on until 7 o'clock tonight. Our final show of the week, obviously not on tomorrow for Thanksgiving, and then on Friday, no local programming, but we will have a post-game show for the Hawkeyes and the Huskers coming to you from Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City. So tune in for that. I'll be calling in from Lincoln. And speaking of calling in, I don't think he's in Nassau in the Bahamas. Otherwise, we'd be paying about $100 a minute for this phone call. I could be wrong. Gary Rima, where are you spending your Thanksgiving?
I'm spending my Thanksgiving at home, not in the Bahamas. We got playoff football, so I had to stay back to be ready for playoff football on Saturday. The team doesn't arrive back into the state of Iowa until Saturday night, so we got playoff football. So hated to miss the trip to the Battle for Atlantis. There's, you know, there's eight great basketball teams there. We were there about 5 years ago, and it's one of the top tournaments I think in the country now. It's really, really good. So, but I'll be following it from afar. I'll get a chance to spend some time with family on Thanksgiving Day, and then get ready for playoff football on Saturday.
So had the Panthers not made the playoffs, you would have been on this trip?
I had a ticket. I had a flight. I was set to go. So, you know, the other thing is that not only if they didn't make the playoffs, I would have been going, but I think if they'd have held on for that win against Western Illinois and not lost in the final 6 seconds of that game, I really think we'd have got a top eight seed. We'd have been the co-champs of the conference at 7-1. We'd have got a first-round bye, so we wouldn't have been playing this weekend. So then I would have been in the Bahamas with basketball. So it just a tough break that way. But I love the football season, playoff time in the FCS. There's just nothing like it, I don't think. I know the college football playoffs has their 4-team deal, and that's pretty good. But I tell you, when you get in this 24-team playoff field and you're going to battle it out for a true national championship, you got to win either 4 or 5 games in a row to win it. And every time you win, Todd, the next game just gets bigger and bigger and more important. The only thing better than it at the college level, I think, is the NCAA men's basketball tournament. When we made that run in 05 to the title game in Chattanooga with our football team, that was a tremendous ride, and I'd love to see this team take us on a similar run this year.
Gary, Colton Howell got the start against Indiana State. I guess the question is there any word on Eli Dunn's potential availability for Saturday against Monmouth?
I'll be shocked if Eli Dunn is not the starting quarterback. He's our guy. He's our number one guy. I think what we found out, Alex, is we've got a good backup. I mean, you know, Colton Howell is going to redshirt this year. He was always listed number 2 on the depth chart, and if anything happened to Eli during the season, then Colton was going to play. But when we got to week 10 and Colton Howell hadn't played yet, the thought was that if we could get through this season and he didn't play, they would use it as a redshirt year, so he'd have 2 years left to play. But when Eli went down at Missouri State, Colton was, you know, pressed into service, did a nice job to finish that one off, and then I thought played really well last week against Indiana State. But we just found out that if something happens to Eli, he has to come out for a series, or he does get banged up or whatever, you got a guy that you can really put a lot of faith in. In fact, Coach Farley, after the game on Saturday, the win over Indiana State, says, "Hey, I think we got a guy in Colton Howell that could take us to the national championship game." But Eli Dunn's our number one guy. He's our quarterback, and I'm almost 100% sure. Remember, I told you guys the last couple of weeks, if we won out, we were a lead pipe lock to be in the playoffs. Well, I feel that way about Eli Dunn being our starting quarterback on Saturday. I think it's a lead pipe lock that he'll be taking the first snaps for Panther offense Saturday against Monmouth.
10th time that Mark Farley has taken the Panthers to the playoffs. We're talking with the voice of UNI football and basketball, Gary Rima, on the program. So what do we know about Monmouth? This is the first time ever that the Panthers will take on the Monmouth Hawks.
First time ever for the Monmouth Hawks to be in the FCS playoffs. They're in their 25th year of football. They started football in 1993. They're located in West Long Branch, New Jersey. School of about 6,300 students. Their head coach is the only head coach they've ever had, guys. He's in his 25th year as the head coach of the Monmouth Hawks. They had one of the biggest turnarounds in the win-loss column of any FCS team in the country. They improved by 5 wins off a team from a year ago. They're a good football team, but the Big South, they haven't seen, I don't think, the competition that the Panthers not only faced in the Missouri Valley Football Conference, but in the non-conference part of the schedule. But you got to prepare like they're a top 25 team, and I think in one of the polls they're actually ranked like 21st or 22nd with their 9-2 record. They got a good quarterback, a kid that's thrown for over 2,200 yards. They got a 1,000-yard rushing running back. To me, it looks like their offense is their strength. They put some points up on the board this year. Their defense has given up some points, so it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good matchup. It'll be interesting to see them come into our dome and play indoors. They play in a 4,000-seat football stadium back for their home stadium, and they come into the Uni Dome on Saturday. I think they'll be a little bit in awe of a 16,000-seat indoor stadium, with something they've never done this year is played indoors. So looking forward to the matchup, and hopefully we get by this one on Saturday, get the win, get through it healthy, and make that return trip to Brookings, South Dakota a week from Saturday and take on those Jackrabbits to try and keep advancing on.
You kind of led me right to my next question. How big of an advantage is it in the FCS playoffs to have that home field advantage?
I think it's huge, and for a number of reasons. I think one of them is you don't have that travel date put in there where on Friday you got to make the trek. I mean, they're coming from New Jersey, so they're going to be in a travel day on Friday where our guys are all at home. They can get some workouts in. They can get a practice in on Friday. You just get that extra day, I think, of prep where you're not traveling. And then just, you know, the familiarity of your home arena, having your hometown fans there, having that support. I think home field is huge. In fact, all you have to do, guys, is look at North Dakota State, the run that the Bison had winning five straight national championships. During that run, they never played a road game. Every game they played was at home, and then the neutral field championship game. But they had all first three rounds at their home arena, home stadium, and then went to the neutral field to win the title. So I think home field is a really huge advantage, and I think our guys will hopefully take advantage of that this Saturday.
Any word on how ticket sales are going so far?
You know, I had David Harris, the UNA athletic director, on my show yesterday, and he said he was going to wait until later today because all the season ticket holders had until either last night or noon today to buy their seats, purchase their seats for the playoffs. So I know that I've heard there's been a pretty steady line. There's been a good response. And I think after missing the playoffs last year, and getting a home game, I think this senior class is really popular with the fan base. I think we'll get a decent crowd. You know, in my 24th year of doing UNI Panther football, I've had the chance to broadcast a number of first-round playoff games on Thanksgiving weekend in the Dome, and it's never been sold out. So, you know, maybe you guys can help get the word out that if you get up Saturday morning and you're like, man, I need some UNI Panther playoff football action today, don't be afraid to drive to Cedar Falls, walk up to the ticket window, and lay down your $20 for a ticket because it won't be sold out. And historically, we'll draw somewhere between 7,000 and 10,000 fans, and you can put 16,003 in there. So I think there'll be plenty of good seats available, and hopefully the fans will come out. And you know, the chances of getting another home game this year, I think, are slim. So if you want to see this football team play one more time in the Uni Dome this year, this is the one you want to get to on Saturday.
Gary, it didn't have to do with you and I at all, but there was a little bit of controversy as far as the selection Sunday went. A lot of people thought Austin Peay should have been in the field. I guess my question for you is, do you think the committee did an adequate job of putting this tournament together?
You know what, I do think they did a good job. The only one that I really questioned, guys, was Northern Arizona getting in ahead of Eastern Washington. That one has a lot of the bracketologists and the FCS people that follow it closely. That one is a head-scratcher because Northern Arizona got beat by Montana, and Eastern Washington beat Montana, and they both had 7-4 records. Eastern Washington didn't get an opportunity to play Northern Arizona this year, and almost every power ranking, every poll had Eastern Washington ranked ahead or stronger than Northern Arizona. So that's the one that I think more people are just kind of wondering how it turned out that way, that Eastern Washington got left out. I know both Eastern Washington and Austin Peay felt they should have been in. Austin Peay plays out of the Ohio Valley Conference. They were 8-1 against FCS teams, which is pretty impressive. They did lose three times to FBS opponents. They were the team that played Central Florida when the NCAA gave Austin Peay a waiver to play a 12th game because Central Florida lost a game due to the hurricane. So, it was interesting. The committee kind of made it sound like playing three FBS teams did them no good. You played too strong a schedule, which that's kind of strange. But if you do look at the simple rating system, if you look at some of the other things the committee looks at, Austin Peay was lower than the teams that did get in with at large, whether it was Northern Arizona or some of the other at large teams. So they had a great season. They had an exciting year, but scheduling is so important to the FCS committee, and they're one that just came up a little bit short.
A few more minutes here with Gary Rima, the play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers. Let's switch to basketball. What do we know about the field down in the Bahamas?
Very, very tough. This is an incredibly tough tournament. Opening up with SMU, they've got a nice ball club. The former Illinois State head basketball coach, Tim Jankovic, is the head coach now at SMU after Larry Brown stepped down. And Jankovic actually went there a few years ago with Larry Brown as his assistant or associate head coach to be the heir apparent, to be the head guy whenever Larry Brown, you know, stepped away as the head coach. So familiar with Jankovic. They've got a really good team coming back. And then it depends if you win or lose, but you're going to face either Arizona or North Carolina State. You know, just both powerful basketball teams, especially Arizona. And then, you know, who you catch in the bottom half of that bracket, it's hard to tell, but Purdue is there, and along with the number of teams. It's just loaded with talent. I mean, I remember the year we went there about 5 years ago, and it was Louisville and Memphis and Minnesota, and I mean, just up and down the lineup, just great basketball teams. So Stanford, I think, was there back then. But we're gonna learn a little bit about this UNI basketball team after the next three games are played tonight, Thursday, Friday, and it could be a situation where they come back 0-3 or 3-0 or 1-2. But I think they're going to learn a lot about themselves, and I think that's why Coach Jacobson really likes this tournament, because of how his team will be challenged.
What does this team need to clean up the most after these first four games, in your opinion?
I still think they've got to rebound better. I think there's some things defensively that they can do better. And then just continuing to build the offense around Bennett Cook. Bennett's going to be a force to be reckoned with, especially in our league. And if we can't fall in love with the three-point shot, we got to keep playing kind of that inside-out game, which was really successful last week in the three wins that you and I had. So I think some of their biggest concerns yet are at the offensive end, just shot selection, guys that maybe should be launching up the three, and guys that need to work it inside to the big guys. Like the way Clint Carlson is starting to come on, if his offensive game continues to improve, really like what I think this basketball team can do. But, you know, there's a number of things they definitely have to get better at, but I would lean towards at the offensive end, just getting more in sync and understanding how they can be successful at that end of the floor.
The best dish on the Rima family Thanksgiving table tomorrow will be what, Gary?
Hopefully my wife making the bow tie salad with all the tomatoes and black olives, and I love that. But actually, we're going to Sister Janet's house, and they do up a great smoked turkey that is just to die for. So I would say by about 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, I'll be passed out on the couch somewhere from all that great turkey that they're going to serve up tomorrow.
Oh, we just got to wake you up in time for that 4 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. Gary, appreciate it.
That's
thanks,
right.
Thanks, and happy Thanksgiving.
Yep, same to you guys. Have a good one. Talk to you soon.
Gary Rima, play-by-play voice of the Panthers, joining us every Wednesday, 8:30 tip-off time tonight. UNI and SMU at the Battle for Atlantis in Nassau, Bahamas. 4 o'clock kickoff set for the Unidome on Saturday. Monmouth out of the Big South. How does a team from New Jersey wind up in the Big South?
It doesn't make very much sense geographically, but I guess
Coach has been there for 25 years. He must have the same agent as Kirk Ferentz.
Oh, man.
And on that note,
you told me yesterday to not use the ding or any of the sounders.
And
those
on
gone,
that note.
Those have gone south as well. So
and
just,
on that note. I never said don't use. I just said I was wishing my former partner would have taken some other. There were some things that I would have gladly packaged up in a box and sent with him.
Like some baseball cards?
Yeah, we got to finish cleaning up the office. How long has he been gone? 6 months? Feels like forever. We got to get the cleaning crew in here. It is time to step aside, take a quick break. We come back. Kyle's going to have another big board update for you as well. We'll take you up until 7 o'clock today. Tristan Cockcroft answering your fantasy football questions. 319 866-1600. Send them to us now. We'll get them to Tristan. Bye weeks are over. It's everybody available from here on out. 6 o'clock showdown on the way as well tonight. Some Cedar Rapids Rough Riders tickets on the line for you. Plenty more reasons for you to stick around until 7 with us. Back with more after this.
Are you in the market for a new or used vehicle? I'm Brittany from Toyota of Iowa City, and I'm here with some great news for you. Toyota of Iowa City, voted the area's best auto dealer by Press Citizen readers once again, is starting its Toyota Black Friday event right now. Come browse our huge vehicle inventory and take advantage of factory specials such as 0% financing for 60 months on all new 2018 RAV4s and 2.9% financing on all certified pre-owned RAV4s. And come in to see the great lease rates on all new 2018 Camrys. You really need to stop in and see for yourself. But don't wait. These deals end on December 4th. Check us out today at toyotaiowacity.com for more specials and details, or better yet, just stop in and tell them Brittany sent you.
0% financing for 60 months requires qualifying credit and is $1,667 per $1,000 borrowed. Does not include $130 dealer documentation fee.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate in ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
So here's what we're going to do. Always appreciate catching up with Gary Reiman, by the way. Bow tie pasta is not something that I would have expected anybody to say is on their Thanksgiving table. But we mentioned Mike Leach, Washington State's head football coach. And we did this last week. We played a little bit of Mike Leach audio talking about life in general and speeding through Iowa and comparing that to what was the comparison again?
Targeting,
that's right. Okay, this doesn't even have anything to do with football, but I'm going to give you a reason to be thankful. We're going to bring you Story Hour with Mike Leach at 5:24 today. Here is Washington State coach Mike Leach, a clip that has been making the rounds on social media earlier today. A reporter who covers Washington State is getting married, I believe, in about a week and a half. And he asked Mike Leach for wedding advice. And this is to quote Kenneth Banya from Seinfeld. This is gold. Here's Mike Leach. And if you are a single guy, if you're an engaged guy and you are getting married, here is your reason to be thankful, because Mike Leach is going to walk you through preparing for your wedding.
Well, it's too late to rescue you. The best wisdom that I can possibly give, wisdom I can possibly give on that subject, 9 days, and it's a little late. You should have come to me sooner. My wisdom would be, you have to stay out of the way. Now, and I wish you a very happy marriage, and I'm sure you'll have one. But I'm just telling you. When it comes to marriages, the women lose their mind. Your fiancé is going to lose her mind. Your mother-in-law is going to lose her mind. Your mom is going to lose her mind. Several of your sisters and female relatives are going to lose their mind. And they're going to barrage you with constant questions. What should we wear? And then, which, of course, my answer was, I don't care. And then what color should the invitations be? I don't care. What should we have for dessert? I don't care. Should we seat this way or that way? I don't care. But see, I don't care is not satisfactory at all. And you're going to get caught in a catch-22, and I'm certain that you already have. And that catch-22 is, well, I want you to be a part of this too. So what color invitations? All right, the blue ones. Well, I kind of like the tan ones. Okay, the tan ones then. Oh, you're just saying that because you want this over with. You're not even thinking about it, which is, of course, true. And then, What do you want for dessert? I was thinking of strawberry shortcake. Oh, okay. Yeah, strawberry shortcake would be good. Well, what about the blueberry pie? Well, I like the blueberry pie. We could have the blueberry pie. Well, I thought you said you wanted the strawberry shortcake. And it's just going to go back and forth, and they're going to play keep away from you until after you're married. So what you need to do is you need to work late hours, work late, be very nice and supportive, and but they're going to play keep away from you, and there's no answer you can give that is going to be satisfactory or correct. And if you successfully please a few of them, the others will still be, oh, well, I just don't feel like he's that interested. Yeah, okay, so you need to work late, go in the back room and read a lot of books. You have to go take the groomsmen out, so you make sure that they march in just right and they know exactly, you know, these swell outfits that you picked out or whatever, however you're doing it. And in the end, you'll wish you eloped. But nevertheless, you need to find excuses that they'll buy to be as far out of harm's way as you possibly can. And take comfort in knowing that once the ceremony's over, life will get progressively better from there, even though there's some adjustment.
That was extemporaneous. That was no preparation whatsoever. That wasn't a setup. That was a question. He had no preparation for that, and that was his answer.
How does he do this?
Can you not like that guy as opposed to what you are used to hearing from Kirk Ferentz in Iowa City, where yesterday, and of course we made fun of it here on the pro, hey, coach, who's the biggest turkey on the team? If you asked Mike Leach who the biggest turkey on his team is, what would the answer be? Well, you know how they domesticated turkeys, and it would go into a history lesson with something in there to make you laugh. By the way, blueberry pie and strawberry shortcake, I don't know where he's getting that for wedding desserts. I don't know what type of weddings he goes to. That guy is a Bill Moose. Bring your man to the Big Ten. Bring Mike Leach to the Big Ten. I'm officially on board because I would wake up early. I would be on that Big Ten teleconference every week if Mike Leach were on the Big Ten teleconference.
And if we could get him on the show at Big Ten Media Day, he'd be our new goal if he were, in fact, the next coach at Nebraska, right?
I know he would. Hell, he came on Bal, but on a Bronco camp back in the day. 529. Let's send it over to Kyle. He's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update for you. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa basketball team avoided a total disaster in the Cayman Islands today, claiming a must-win against Alabama Birmingham, 95-85. Jordan Bohannon was extremely efficient, scoring 30 points on only 12 shot attempts, and Tyler Cook was right behind him with 29 points. Giving up 85 is always at least somewhat concerning, but for at least one day, the Hawkeyes were able to shoot 60% from the floor and be on the arc to get the win. The Iowa women also beat Morgan State today 90-46. They were led by, you guessed it, Megan Gustafson with 18 points and 10 boards. The Hawkeyes moved to 5-0. Iowa basketball fans may remember one Adam Woodbury, who yesterday got picked up by the Westchester Knicks, the G League affiliate for the New York Knicks. Speaking of getting picked up, former Iowa running back LaShawn Daniels was signed off the practice squad and will be on the active roster for the Washington Redskins this week in place of the injured Chris Thompson. Another former Hawkeye, Chad Greenway, will receive the Big Ten's Dungy Thompson Humanitarian Award. Greenway's done a lot of good things in his career off the field, but this honor's largely in response to the Lead the Way Foundation that he and his wife established in the Twin Cities. They offer support and experiences to chronically or critically ill or physically challenged children. Tonight after the show, we're going to have the UNI men taking on SMU in the Battle for Atlantis. Tip is set for 8:30, but we'll pick up the coverage around 8 o'clock on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, as well as 107.5 FM, the North Gym. We'll also have a big matchup between number 13 Notre Dame and number 6 Wichita State at the Maui Invitational. That'll begin at 9 o'clock on 1600, the historic main gym.
He's not wrong. And that's the thing about Mike Leach and the texters. The texters are on this at 319-366-1600 on the Hurtin and Stocker text line. He is not wrong. You got to be a part of it, okay, and then you offer up an answer, and then the answer is never good enough, and so then you eventually want to throw in the white towel and say, well, if we're just going to do everything that you like, then you just go ahead and make the plans, and then well, it's you don't want to be a part of this. He, that is a man right there who knows what he's talking about. Mike Leach. And I don't remember Mike Leach being that entertaining when the last time that Iowa played them back in the Alamo Bowl in 2001. I don't recall. I guess maybe the older he's gotten, the less blanks that he gives. I don't know. But
he's been entertaining for the most part. I can think of the fat little girlfriend speech that he gave at the after the loss to, I think it was Oklahoma State, or some of the post-game locker room rants. He's always been a colorful guy, that's for sure.
When he's not allegedly locking players in sheds, which is what got him booted from
with
Lubbock.
Famous fathers.
Bill Moose, bring your guy to the Big Ten. We are bringing something we normally do on Friday to a Wednesday show, and that is Love It or Leave It. It's coming up next. 106.3, 107.5, 1600 AM. More on the way.
This bottom of the hour Sports Center update is brought to you by CarePro Health Services. Connect with the people and answers you need at their next CPAP, BiPAP clinic. Get details at careprohealthservices.com.
Looking to improve your family's wellness? CarePro is ready to help. They know it can be a bit baffling figuring out what vitamins you and your family need. So they'll help you find the right balance of those important nutrients. This time of year in particular, it's important to pay attention to vitamin D because your body doesn't get enough sunlight to create it naturally. So supplementing is important. CarePro Pharmacies in Cedar Rapids, Mount Vernon, North Liberty, and Tipton, helping you connect with people and answers you need.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. This is what you need to know. Four-time Pro Bowl cornerback Darrelle Revis has landed in Kansas City, signing with the Chiefs, who dropped 4 of 5. Revis hasn't played since last season. NBA, ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski reporting that after undergoing knee surgery, Clippers guard Patrick Beverley will miss the remainder of the season. Celtics seek their 17th straight win when they take on the Heat tonight. With Boston in the bottom third of the league in shooting and two-point percentage, its defense has played a pivotal role in this run, explains ESPN's Paul Pierce.
They're rebounding the ball, they're stealing the ball, and they're holding opponents under 100 points. So, you know, when you have defense of that nature, you're going to be almost in every game. The offense has a little bit more to do as far as catching up to the defense, but this is what's keeping them in every game.
Golden State forward Kevin Durant sprained ankle, probable in Oklahoma City, 8 Eastern, ESPN TV, and the ESPN app. Durant has said he plans to play. Bucks star Giannis Antetokounmpo out against the Suns with a sore knee. He expects to play in Milwaukee's next game on Saturday night.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
The Home Depot has holiday inflatables. Tons of holiday inflatables. And because Black Friday savings have already started, you can get 25% off over 30 of your favorite holiday characters. Nobody has more outdoor holiday yard decor. Together, we're going all out to the front yard. With 25% off holiday inflatables, The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Offer valid November 16th through 22nd. Limit 3 per customer. See store for details.
DirecTV has been rated number one in customer satisfaction over cable for 17 years running. But some people still like cable, just like some people like being crushed by a massive linebacker.
Thanks!
Shanking the game-winning field goal.
Yes, I missed!
Finding hair in their nachos.
Mmm, tastes better.
And getting snapped with a wet towel in the locker room.
Ow, fun!
For everyone else, there's DirecTV. For number one rated customer satisfaction over cable, switch to DirecTV. Call 1-800-DIRECTV.
As compared to other major subscription TV cable providers, claim based on 2001 to 2017 ACSI surveys of customers rating their own TV provider's performance.
Guys, it's Black Friday at the JCPenney Men's Store, and it's time to save big. Doors open Thursday at 2 p.m. for unbeatable deals, like select Arizona denim for just $15. Plus, Stafford Travel Easy Care broadcloth dress shirts, just $9. We've got your style and size in-store and at jcp.com. Hurry in. Get everything you need for less than you think. JCPenney.
Offers represent savings on regular original prices while supplies last. Some exclusions apply. See store at jcp.com for details.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. and college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Mike Leach, National Treasure. If you've missed anything through the first half of the program, it'll be available for you podcast at KGYMradio.com. Don't forget, while you're there, you can also you can also vote in our poll question. Who wins Friday's game in Lincoln, the Huskers or the Hawkeyes? Poll question sponsored by our friends at Emil's Hideaway. Check them out, First Avenue Southeast, behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com will be with us at the top of hour number three, answering your fantasy football questions in about 25 minutes. You can get them to us now in advance, 319-366-1600. 6 o'clock showdown on the horizon as well. We got some Rough Riders tickets for you. And I went back and forth on doing this morning. I walked into the office and I thought, you know, what the hell? It's a three-day work week, and let's make this as easy as possible. And it's probably what Fran McCaffrey and the Hawkeyes were thinking when they went down to the Cayman Islands. Sometimes the best laid intentions don't always work out. But let's make it an easy work week and cram in all of the segments that we do on Thursday and Friday. So yesterday we did Would Ya. Today, well, we normally do this on Friday, but it's Love It or Leave It time.
If you don't love it, leave it. Let the song that I'm singing be a warning.
Two choices, one answer.
We either love it or we leave it.
It's okay. Ricky gave us permission to do this.
So we want to make sure moving forward that we have the okay to call that segment Love It or Leave It. Since you're sort of the owner.
Yeah, I'm okay. Fine with that.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Number one.
Baker Mayfield, an example of what could have been for Brian Ferentz.
I think back a few weeks ago when there was an incident with Brian Ferentz in the press box at Kinnick Stadium where he yelled extremity or expletive, I should say, at replay officials in the booth. And there were a lot of people with the opinion that the media was making too much of this. And my opinion all along is it could have been much worse than what happened to Brian Ferentz, which was not much at all. Maybe a reprimand to the offensive coordinator from the Big Ten, and maybe he had to write a letter. But I look at what happened with Baker Mayfield, and it was an example of exactly what I said would have happened under two circumstances to Brian Ferentz and why he should feel lucky. The first thing was if there was any video of the incident. There was not. Baker Mayfield was caught on video, in case you missed it, on the sideline, making an obscene gesture, grabbing his crotch and yelling the F word at the Kansas sideline after he took a hit from a couple of Kansas defenders. And he was absolutely the talk all week of national media. What is his maturity level at? Where is his maturity level at? Is this going to hurt his draft stock? He was suspended to begin the game this weekend. He will not be a captain this week. So there was no video of the Brian Ferentz the incident. The other thing was, what if this were a bigger program, like say Oklahoma? Once again, this blew up into a national story where everybody, including Fox, ESPN, CBS, NBC, everybody was talking about it. And it just makes me think of that incident that happened a couple of weeks ago that might have actually been a bigger deal than what happened on the sideline with Baker Mayfield in Lawrence, Kansas last weekend. And how fortunate the offensive coordinator for the Iowa Hawkeyes should feel after that.
Number two.
The defense rests, and that's the problem.
Look, this is related to Iowa basketball, and this has been an epidemic under Fran McCaffrey. The Hawkeyes struggle to play consistent defense. And I had to laugh all day today listening to Kyle's big boards. When is it not problematic to give up 80-some points a game? They're not going to win consistently giving up that many points, especially when they get into Big Ten play. And they're going to need to play better defense. And I think that's where Nicholas Bear comes into play. He's still a couple weeks away from returning. They need to get Connor McCaffrey and Nicholas Bear healthy and back in that lineup, because right now they're just not getting it done. Brady Ellingson cannot be your number two option behind Jordan Bohannon at the point position. They just cannot win consistently by giving up as many points as the Hawkeyes. And look at the competition. Louisiana beating the Hawkeyes in the opening round of the tournament, and South Dakota State yesterday. A nice mid-major team, but inexcusable. And look, you score 100 points, that's great. You give up 101 while you're scoring 100, it still goes in the loss column. And play defense. They're going to have to do it, and they're going to have to tighten some things up. And I think, you know, in reading and in listening to Fran McCaffrey's comments, it almost sounds like he's at his wit's end in trying to figure out how to motivate this team defensively, because layup after layup after layup, that's going to come home. The chickens are going to come home to roost sooner rather than later, and maybe they already have.
Number three.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Browns fans who think all is lost this season, the Browns are 0-10 going into a matchup on Sunday with the 4-6 Cincinnati Bengals. I'm here to tell you that not all is lost. This team is absolutely battling for a playoff position. Well, maybe not necessarily battling, but the Cleveland Browns have not been mathematically eliminated from playoff contention. In fact, 538.com today did a story saying that the Browns have a 1-19 quintillion, 649 quadrillion, 922 trillion, 85 billion, 696 million, 900,000 chance of making the playoffs here in 2017. So if you're thinking about looking forward to the draft or what will be happening with Hugh Jackson and who the quarterback should be, just remember, there is a path to the playoffs. And I'm not going to sit here and read it off, because it would take me about half an hour to go over all of the scenarios for which the Browns could make the playoffs, but it's still possible.
Number four.
Todd Lincoln's Riley.
You see what it did there? Lincoln Riley. Lincoln's Riley. Yeah. It's bad. I know. You don't stay for the puns. Come for the terrible sports talk. Stay for the puns. This is the end of the line for Mike Riley in Lincoln. We talked with Brian Christofferson from 24/7 Sports in hour number one. There is no way that Mike Riley coaches beyond Friday, and that is both a scary proposition for the Hawkeyes and probably a welcome sight for them, because this team is either going to pack it in or they're going to try to rally around and, as I said earlier, win one for the Gipper. I don't know how popular Mike Riley is with his players, but most players commit to a coach and not a program, so a lot of these guys are, they're his guys. What do the Huskers do if they miss out on Scott Frost? I thought it was very interesting that Brian Christofferson made it sound as if it's not necessarily a done deal that Scott Frost is going to be the next head coach at Nebraska. And then it's what if, and what do the Huskers do? And I'll tell you what, they miss out on Scott Frost, that fan base is going to be in an uproar. And the only thing that I think would possibly, no, bringing Mike Leach in, is they don't want Mike Leach. They don't want Brett Bielema. They don't want Matt Campbell. Are you kidding me? Nebraska fans would look down their nose if their head coach came from Iowa State. And that is not a knock on Matt Campbell. That's a knock on Nebraska fans, because Campbell's a hell of a football coach. I don't think they'd appreciate Matt Campbell. They think that they're going to get somebody like Chip Kelly, who reportedly told Nebraska not to even bother wasting their time. It is Scott Frost or bust right now, and Hawkeye fans, I'd be rooting for bust if I were you, because it's going to be entertaining to watch play out.
Number five.
A meaningful Iron Bowl.
Alabama and Auburn will be squaring off at Jordan-Hare Stadium at 2:30 on Saturday afternoon. Number one against number six. Auburn has a chance to knock off their second number one team in the country this year. They knocked off Georgia at home earlier in the season, and they have a chance to cause a lot of chaos in the college football playoff. And I'm one that believes that these two being good and these two having a meaningful game at the end of the season create some really good moments in college football. You think about the kick six a couple years ago to end the game, or Cam Newton's comeback a few years before that. But usually you see late in the season, whether it was the BCS or the college football playoff to be sent into chaos, you needed an upset to happen. Whether that was an unranked Tennessee team beating Alabama, or Georgia, who was a little bit further down the line, beating Alabama. This year, it seems like three teams in the SEC could be sitting there, all with a chance to get into the college football playoff, and two of them might be left out. And I think that's a little bit funny to see the SEC kind of cannibalizing on each other and sending the college football playoff into chaos. I actually think Auburn has a really good chance to beat Alabama. Alabama walks in a little bit beat up to Auburn, and the offenses that really give Alabama a lot of issues are the ones like Auburn's, with lots of threats on the outside and a quarterback that can beat them with it. Beat him with his arm and his legs, and that's what Jarrett Stidham is. So I love the fact that these two teams are playing in a meaningful game late in the season. I think it adds to the college football landscape, and it's also funny to see them, three of those teams, kind of knocking each other out and being each other's nemesis for a potential spot in the college football playoff.
Number six.
Last hog call for Brett.
Arkansas has taken on Missouri, and this is the end of the line for former Hawkeye Brett Bielema. There's no way around it. I know the buyout's a lot of money, but it's over for Brett Bielema at Arkansas. The question is, where does he go next? And I don't have an answer for that. I think he probably winds up as a defensive coordinator somewhere at a Power 5 school, preferably even a top 25, top 30 program. But I guess there's an opportunity he could choose to be a head coach somewhere. What school would take him? I don't know.
Nebraska?
Well, no. Let's not get the cart before the horse here. I think if I'm Brett Bielema, I want to do a little TV work, because he's got the personality for it. He showed that on the Being Bielema series. He is outgoing. People do have opinions about him, whether you like him or not, and that's what you need to get by in this business. But worth noting, the Missouri football notes this week, accidentally, and I say accidentally with air quotes, which you can't see because we're on the medium known as radio, accidentally referred to Brett Bielema as Bert, which is a common misspelling of his name and a meme on the internet. Missouri says it was a complete accident. Mm-hmm. Arkansas would most likely, in hindsight, say hiring Bielema may have been an accident. He never got the Hogs over the hump in the ACC, and it's going to cost him his job this weekend. I will be fascinated to see where he winds up.
Number seven.
LeVar Ball, fluent in 2017 speak.
Why is everything in 2017 so different? When we first started talking about this whole LeVar Ball saga, I had the opinion of a lot of people. This guy is ruining his son's chances. He's an idiot. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's making a mockery of the entire system. He's just making a mockery of everybody. But here is, let's look at the track record. He trolled Michael Jordan and got Michael Jordan to respond. He trolled Steph Curry and got Steph Curry to respond. He trolled LeBron James, and you guessed it, got LeBron James to respond. And recently, he trolled the President of the United States. And the President of the United States has responded three times on Twitter, mentioning a guy who averaged 2.2 points per game in college by name. So he is of the opinion that no press is bad press in 2017. And you know what? The way that our climate looks right now, he's probably right. And I hate to say it. I asked you this earlier, Todd. I'm like, is this what a genius looks like in 2017? I am not saying that I agree with anything that he says, because I do not. But you can call him a lot of things. You can call him a blathering buffoon. You can call him a loudmouth. But it is getting very clear to me that he was playing all of us all along, including myself. You cannot call him an idiot, because he seems to know what he's doing in this climate.
Number eight.
ISU and the Big Eight.
ISU and the Big Eight. I'm talking about eight regular season wins. I'm calling it right now. Iowa State goes on the road and beats Kansas State. The seniors have never experienced a victory over Bill Snyder. Bill Snyder is Iowa State's kryptonite. For whatever reason, even when the Cyclones have had pretty respectable teams, he's been able to work his magic against them. Not so this week. The Cyclones will wrap up a magical regular season. Unfortunately, it doesn't involve a trip to the Big 12 championship game like we were thinking maybe was possible 4 weeks ago. But 8 wins for a team that coming into the season, most people were arguing, yeah, I think they've got a chance at 6 and going to a bowl. What a tremendous job for Matt Campbell, who, oh, by the way, is still going to be the coach of the Cyclones next year and for the foreseeable future. That's 2 predictions in 1. Love it.
Number 9.
The Iowa fans in the Cayman Islands, thinking of the children.
Saw a tweet earlier today from Mark Emmert of the Des Moines Register, and it was interesting. And something that we brought up yesterday, Todd, was, man, I feel bad for the fans, the Iowa fans that traveled down to the Cayman Islands, shelled out the kind of money that they did, and saw the performance that we saw the first couple of days by the Iowa basketball program. But then I saw this tweet from Mark Emmert and thought, you know what? These fans are doing fantastic work, even though their team's not playing well. I see this tweet. Whenever Fran starts lighting up his team, and he's doing now, the fans behind the bench start a "Let's go Hawks" chant, thinking of the children. Fantastic job by the Iowa fans. Every time that little cramped gym, Fran starts saying some things that apparently were caught on the air of the Iowa basketball broadcast yesterday. The fans did a good job of drowning it out, so the TV cameras and the radio feed didn't pick it up as much as they absolutely could. So I love this. This is pretty funny.
Number 10.
Uber, cabs, and DDs.
Love it, love it, love it. Tonight is, of course, the night before Thanksgiving, and it is a big night for people to go out to the bars, lots of 20-somethings back in town, meeting up with their old friends from high school and college, adults that are just blowing off some steam because they had a 3-day work week. Most of us don't have to work on Friday either. You go out to the bar tonight, you have a good time. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to order yourself up an Uber. I want you to call yourself a cab, or I want to make sure that you've got a designated driver. And it has nothing to do with the fact that I want you back here listening to this program when we return to the airwaves on Monday. I just want you to be safe. So keep that in mind tonight. Go out, have fun, and enjoy what is one of the best weeks of the year, especially if you don't like working a whole lot, because how can you not like getting off Wednesday and knowing that you basically have a 4-day week ahead of you? But be safe out there tonight, and hey, you know what? I do want you back here listening to the program on Monday when we return. Don't take that the wrong way. What I was trying to say is I'm not saying this to be selfish. I want you guys out there to be safe. Please do not drink and drive tonight. 5:54. We're going to take a quick timeout. Back with more after this.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Yep, I know, it's still warm out, but Doug McAllister and the folks at Pinnacle Realty know time flies. Turns out that if you want to sell your home or buy a home in the Cedar Rapids area and be set by the holidays, you've got to get rolling now. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about timing and holiday creep. That means not letting the holidays creep up on you. Let's just call buying and selling a home by the time the snow flies your early holiday gift to yourself. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com.
Ho, ho, ho.
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
They can, just for short distances. They can also mount a resistance, as Les Nessman reported for WKRP. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, taking you up to 7 o'clock tonight, and then we are off until Monday. We can't get out of here before we finish up our regular chores, and those include 2 an hour. They're Midwest One Bank Big Board Updates, brought to you by Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Iowa basketball team avoided a complete disaster in the Cayman Islands today, claiming a must-win against Alabama-Birmingham, 95-85. Jordan Bohannon was extremely efficient, scoring 30 points on only 12 shot attempts, and Tyler Cook was right behind him with 29 points. Giving up 85 is always at least somewhat concerning, but for at least one day, the Hawkeyes were able to shoot 60% from the floor and beyond the arc to get the win. The Iowa women also beat Morgan State today, 90-46, led by guess who? Megan Gustafson, with 18 points and 10 boards. The Hawkeyes are now 5-0. Iowa basketball fans may remember one Adam Woodbury, who yesterday got picked up by the Westchester Knicks, the G League affiliate for the New York Knicks. Speaking of getting picked up, former Iowa running back LaShawn Daniels was signed off the practice squad and will be on the active roster for the Washington Redskins this week in place of the injured Chris Thompson. Another former Hawkeye, Chad Greenway, will receive the Big Ten's Dungy Thompson Humanitarian Award. Greenway's done a lot of good things in his career off the field, but this honor is largely in response to the Lead the Way Foundation that he and his wife established in the Twin Cities. It offers support and experiences to chronically or critically ill or physically challenged children. Tonight after the show, we're going to have the UNI men taking on SMU in the battle for Atlantis. Tip is set for 8:30, but we'll pick up the coverage around 8 o'clock on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, and 107.5 FM, the North Gym. We're also going to have a big matchup between number 13 Notre Dame and number 6 Wichita State at the Maui Invitational. That'll begin at 9 o'clock on 1600 AM, the historic main gym.
All right, fantasy football time. Get us your questions for Tristan Cockcroft, 319-366-1600. You'll jump to the front of the line. You can also pick up the phone and give us a call and ask Tristan your question. He joins us next.